Lili Nishmas, Abba Murray, Zichrono Livracha. We're up toward the end of Simon Kuf, Kuf Nun Tes. Memsa'a Maim Shuvim Shebekarka. Oh. So you have a kosher mikvah is rainwater that's gathered, that is gathered into the ground. But what if you have rainwater which is drawn water? Maim Shuvim. And you take the, and you pour the water into a mikvah. So that's possible for a mikvah. You can't have a mikvah of Maim Shuvim. So what if you have a mikvah of Maim Shuvim and you want to use it to dip your hands into the mikvah? The Harambam ain matbilim, you can't be tovel, but the Gravid says you can. Because we find that for Tfilas Ezra, you can be tovel in a mikvah of Maim Shuvim. So the Gravid says that works here for washing your hands as well. Well, then the Shulchan Aruch says, Ushu'uva shem shichua kula gamurama matbilim hem yodayim. There's something called Hamshacha. Hamshacha is where you take Maim Shuvim, you take water and you gather it into a bucket, and instead of pouring it directly into the mikvah, you pour it near the mikvah, and it rolls along the ground for three tefachim, and then it goes into the mikvah. That's called Hamshacha. Now, you can use Hamshacha in a regular mikvah, but not for the entire mikvah. But here, for an Atilas Yadayim of washing your hands, if you make the entire mikvah through Hamshacha, then you can wash your hands in such a mikvah. You can dip your hands into such a mikvah. Okay. Sif Yud Zayin. Now, a person wants to do tefillas, Netilas Yadayim in a river. So, we're going to learn you can do that. You can dip your hands in the river. But this guy did something else. Lo Yitol Me'an Nahar Mayim Biyado Achas Bitan Yado Hashenis. This guy puts one hand into the water, so that hand has been the tefillah, and he cupped his water from that hand, and he's going to pour it onto his other hand. That doesn't work. Why not? You don't have either. The tefillah has to be from a kli, and your hand's not a kli, and there's no tefillah because your second hand went tovel in the mikvah, into the river. So therefore, that doesn't work. We'll see later. You can tovel both your hands into a river, but to be tovel one and then pour it on the other, so that doesn't work. See if your test. Hamatbil yadav. If you dip your hands into a mikvah or into a river, ain sarich shtei pam. You don't have to wash twice. V'lo nigav v'lo gvi'a yadav. You don't have to dry your hands and you don't have to raise them up. We're going to learn later, Bezus Hashem, that when you wash your hands in a regular way without a revius of water, so when you wash your hands, your hands become tarah, the water becomes tummy. So now we're nervous that water won't come back and make your hands tummy again. So there are different rules. You have to wash that water off. You have to be careful the water doesn't go down your arm and back onto your hands. A lot of things we'll learn Bezus Hashem. But when you're dipping both hands into a mikvah or into a river, there's no tummy water at all. It's all tahor. So you just dip once and that's it. Oh, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says you also don't have to dry your hands. That's because the Shulchan Aruch holds that the reason for drying your hands is because of tumah. There's a little bit of tumah left even after you washed your hands twice. We saw earlier, the Mishnah refers that in Siman Kuf Nun Ches, that the Marshal says that you dry your hands because of mius. So according to the Marshal, you would dry your hands here as well, and that is what one should do. If they dip their hands in a river, they should dry their hands before they eat the bread. Well, now what bracha do you make? Hamatbil yadav, you tovel your hands in a mikvah, Einam avarech al tefilas yadayim, ela al netilas yadayim. Al netilas yadayim. So here you're being tovel. That should be tefilah. But the Shulchan Aruch says no. You always say netilas yadayim. It's a low plug. You always say the standard bracha of netilas yadayim. The Ramah says no. V'yesh amin nevarechet al tefilas yadayim. No, say tefilas yadayim. Or shtifas yadayim. You're rinsing your hands. V'cheinikr. The Ramah says no. Say the more precise bracha of tefilas yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah says that most of the Achronim argue on the Ramah. We follow the Shulchan Aruch here. So our practice is, if you're dipping your hands in a mikvah, dipping your hands in a river to wash them for bread, you would still say the bracha of al netilas yadayim. Oh, and that's what you're allowed to do? Okay, that's the end of this siman.